Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, first complete week post-heart attack and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I thought I would kick off with something just to sort of set your palate for this. I've been through this exact list before, and I think it bears repeating simply because this is the attitude that we have today. Because the attitude about taking guns from you is never going to change. Just the method is going to change. Just the way they try to get there to that point is going to change. We hear all the time about, you know, in 2008, President Barack Obama, when he was running for president, said, no one wants to take your gun. No one wants to take your shotgun, your rifle, your handgun. Except there are people that actually do want to do that. And these are people in places of authority, in places that they've been elected to govern. Like Connecticut police officer Joseph Peterson, who in a Facebook exchange said, I would give parts, well, he actually said something else, but I would give parts of my reproductive system to bang down your door and come for your gun. Senator Dianne Franken-Feinstein does. Banning guns addresses the fundamental right of all Americans to feel safe. That was Associated Press in November 1993. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. 60 Minutes, 1995. The National Guard fulfills the militia mentioned in the Second Amendment. Citizens no longer need to protect the states or themselves. Don't know when she said that. Senator Frank Lautenberg wanted to take your gun. We have other legislation that all of you are aware of that I've been so active on with my colleagues here, and that is to shut down the gun shows. He passed away last year. Former Senator Howard Mitzenbaum, Democrat, Ohio, wanted to take your gun. He said, no, we're not looking at how to control criminals. We're talking about banning the AK-47 and semi-automatic guns. This in front of a subcommittee in February of 1989. He died in 2008. Former Representative Charles Pashian, he wants to take your gun. He's a Republican from California. All that has to be understood as part of the process leading ultimately to a treaty that will give an international body power over our domestic laws. This is talking about the UN Small Arms Conference. Former Senator John Chaffee, Republican, Rhode Island. I think he's now the governor of Rhode Island. I'm not sure. He said, I will shortly introduce legislation banning the sale, manufacture, or possession of handguns, with exceptions for law enforcement and licensed target clubs. It's time to act. We cannot go on like this. Ban them. Then Senator Joe Buckshot Biden. Actually, they're saying that Chaffee died in 1999. I don't know. I thought he was still around. I don't know. Joe Buckshot Biden, banning guns is an idea whose time is coming. November 1993. Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat, Illinois. She wants to take your gun, I believe. This is my final word. I believe that I'm supporting the Constitution of the United States, which does not give the right for any individual to own a handgun. June 2000. Former Representative Major Owens, Democrat, New York. He wanted to take your gun. We have to start with a ban on the manufacturing and import handguns. From there, we register the guns which are currently owned and follow that with additional bans and acquisitions of handguns and rifles with no sporting purpose. Representative Bobby Rush, Democrat, Illinois, wants to take your gun. My staff and I right now are working on a comprehensive gun control bill. We don't have all the details, but for instance, regulating the sale and purchase of bullets. Ultimately, I would like to see the manufacture and possession of handguns banned except for military and police use, but that's the end game. And in the meantime, there's some specific things that we can do with legislation. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo does. Confiscation could be an option. Sarah Brady of the Brady campaign. I don't believe gun owners have rights. October 1997. The House passage of our bill is a victory for this country. Common sense wins out. I'm just so thrilled and excited. Sale of guns must stop. Halfway measures are not enough. July 1988. Our main agenda is to have all guns banned. We must use whatever means possible. It doesn't matter if you have to distort the facts or even lie. Our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. This coming from the National Educator, January 1994, to former Senator Howard Metzenbaum, former Chancellor of Boston University, John Sibler did. Silver, excuse me. I don't believe anybody has a right to own any kind of firearm. I believe in order to obtain a permit to own a firearm, that person should undergo an exhaustive criminal background check. How exhaustive should that be, though? I just wonder sometimes. Former United States Attorney General Janet Waco Reno, she wanted to take your gun. The most effective means of fighting crime in the United States is to outlaw the possession of any type of firearm by the civilian populace. Rosie O'Donnell. I think there should be a law, and I know this is extreme, that no one could have a gun in the U.S., and if you have a gun, you go to jail. Only the police should have guns. She also said, I don't care if you want to hunt. I don't care if you think it's your right. I say, sorry, you're not allowed to own a gun, and if you do own a gun, I think you should go to prison. So, having said all of that, lately, to add to that, we have B. Todd Jones, head of the ATF, out there saying, I am concerned about all 5.56 ammunition. You know, there's not. There's no doubt that there's people that want to disarm you. And for those out there that would tell you that they don't want to disarm you, but that they support the Second Amendment, but those are the ones that you got to be the most concerned about. Because they simply are never going to stop coming at you. They're never going to stop coming at you. And they believe they're on like a crusade. They believe that they're on some sort of a holy mission, a anti-gun jihad, where they have to do whatever they have to do, even if it means lying, even if it means setting up that fake gun shop in New York. No matter what, if it means getting out there and creating crime where there is no crime like the ATF does, if it means shipping guns to the drug cartels like the ATF does, they believe that they're on a crusade. They believe this. And right now, the thing that's out there is the ammo thing. When the ammo thing is done, right now, I went to my primary gun shop yesterday, and I said, what's your situation on 5.56? They were completely blown away. They had none. I said, did you carry 8.55? And he said, no. But he had a bunch of steel cased, which is a lot of people don't like that because it gets your gun sort of dirty. They sold out of that in like 5 minutes as soon as that thing came out. And now we're waiting to see what happens because it will settle down again. But they effectively cleaned out the 5.56 market. No rotation necessary. After the 5.56 thing is over with, they'll be coming back with another angle. So just be ready for that. Be flexible. Bounce on the balls of your feet. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, a couple times I've had false starts and stops, and right now I'm in the middle of a rehab program that I am hoping is going to carry through. But we need to talk a little bit about, you know, for those of us that go out and train, we become aware of certain things. A lot of people like to train with every piece of kit they've got on or that they own just to find out if their setup is going to work. Okay, one of the things I've been greatly concerned about, as far as me personally, has been my level of physical fitness. As we saw earlier this year, my level of physical fitness was not that good. But now I have a unique opportunity to turn that around. Now, a lot of times when you go to a training class, they're going to try to mimic what your body's going to go through when you're going through stress, which when you're being shot at, you're going through stress. That's going to be an increase in the heart rate, increase in the respiration rate, all these other things. Since that's very hard to do when you're not being shot at, they'll probably try to have you do a wind sprint. Or a sprint to a point where you start firing at the target. There's a couple things come into play with that. First of all, you have to be able to do a wind sprint. Now, for somebody like me, going to a class with a bunch of 20, 30-somethings out there, yes, of course they can do a wind sprint. Of course they can do a wind sprint. Me, not so much. Does this mean that I'm not fit? What should I do about this? How should this go? I started thinking about this when I saw this article about female shooters and the fitness level they should try to attain. Well, the thing about the female shooters, when I'm working out right now in the rehab program, I get to watch all of these females working out. And some of these ladies are just BADD, I mean with two Ds. They're pushing the sled. They're doing the stretching. They're using the medicine ball. They're doing the isometrics. They're sprinting around the track. They are in splendid shape. Likewise, some of the guys that I would identify as possibly being part of Gun Culture 2.0, they are in splendid condition. Some of the people that listen to the show, I know a few of you are like Dan DiCorzo. He's into CrossFit. He's in splendid condition. But being in some semblance of good condition is going to help you in your endeavors to be a better shooter. According to the Civilian Marksmanship Program, an individual in good condition can withstand more stress during a competitive situation. Improving muscle tone and the cardiovascular and respiratory systems will help in coping with a stressful situation. One of the best ways to ease a nervous condition is to get in good physical shape. Dr. Linda Logman, she's been on here. She's talked about people that have depression. One of the things they can do to help them with that is to get into an exercise program. Not any drugs. Nothing like that. So here's, now this says this is for women, but I mean if you listen to these would work for anybody. Here's five tips to help improve shooting endurance. Number one, core strength. Core strength. These are the muscles between the hips and the shoulders, including the stomach and the back. All these muscles serve to support the upper and lower body, and core fatigue will decrease a shooter's endurance. An easy way to increase core strength is by doing planks. They don't look like much, but they are particularly... I can't do them right now. I've been told I am prohibited from doing them right now because they're afraid my chest will come apart. This is where you essentially get into like a push-up position, guys. Knees off the floor, body rigid, straight line, shoulder to ankle, and you just hold it right there. Or you can balance on your elbows or whatever you want to do. Hold the position for as long as possible, release and repeat. Item number two, leg strength. Very underrated. Standing for long periods can cause leg fatigue. This will affect the shooting stance. No other choice but to affect it. According to Discovering the Outdoors, the primary lower body muscles used in shotgun sports are the quadriceps and the calves. Leg muscles provide a sturdy foundation during long firing sessions and are important for shotgunners who shoot with bent knees or hike through sporting clays courses. Squats are a fitness staple for anyone that wants to work the gluteus maximus, the hips, the hamstrings, and quadriceps, and can be performed anywhere. You simply have to have a place to stand. You can do walking squats. You can do standing squats. I mean, you don't need any weight. You can, of course, do like some of these crazy guys and put 1,000 pounds on something, and that will, of course, make it happen. Number three, and I have to confess, I hate this part of it, cardiovascular training, which I do more of than I've ever done before. right now. Heart health is critical to shooting endurance. Not because there's a lot of aerobic activity involved, but because a slow, steady heartbeat and calm breathing can facilitate better control and accuracy, especially when shooting under pressure. Any form of aerobics, whether walking, running, or even dance aerobics such as Zumba, will increase heart health. Number four, hand and forearm strength. Guns vary in weight, but even the lightest gun can feel heavy in the weak hand. Hand grippers and wrist curls are excellent. Excellent ways to improve this, according to Livestrong. Wrist curls are easily executed with 3 to 5 pound dumbbells. You know, of course, that's your connection to the weapon. Number five, last but not least, stretching. Unless you're in a self-defense situation, stretching before shooting can be a huge benefit to you in terms of accuracy and endurance. According to rifle shooter and 2008 Olympian Jamie Barely, many people believe shooting is all about just standing still and being tight is a good way to do that. This statement is not completely true. Flexibility and relaxation go hand in hand, stretching before shooting. Just as important as stretching for a physical sport. If you're not stretched out before shooting, your body loosens up and your position changes the longer you shoot. If you stretch, this change is much smaller if there's any change at all. The inner game of shooting, if you will. The inner process of shooting. This is all, you know, when I was in the military, right, when I was 20-something, I would have looked at this and just laughed at it. Because when I was 20-something, I was running all over the place. When I was 20-something, you know, being out there in the field and wearing whatever I was wearing and carrying whatever I was carrying and all that, it meant nothing. It meant nothing. So, now it does. Now it does. And it's just as important today as it was back when I was 20-something and it didn't mean that much. Now it's more important. And now I have to work at it. So all of us need to take a look at that. Believe me, I, more than any of you, is my belief. Physical conditioning. The inner process of shooting. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life. with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In this fight against ISIS that's going on right now, the Kurdish army there is known as the Peshmerga. And the Peshmerga, they have a little secret weapon that nobody's been talking about. They have a second-generation gunsmith there that is so skilled that he can take a bucket of rusty bolts and turn that into something that will kill really quick for nothing. He does it for free. His name is Bakhtir Aziz. He works in a dimly lit basement shop in Erbil, refurbishing guns taken from the enemy, bringing broken and even decades-old firearms back to life, helping to outfit an army they're completely short on weapons. They don't have anybody issuing anything over to them or anything. This is what they find, literally. When this story was written about him, he was working over an M16. That had been damaged in an airstrike. It was full of holes. The gun itself full of holes, missing a large section of the barrel with a big hunk of human hair wedged in its moving parts. That weapon was found by Peshmerga soldiers near the town of Weir. Aziz examined it and told its story. The Americans gave it to the Iraqi army. Then when ISIS came, they took it from the Iraqi army. Now, after the American airstrikes against ISIS, the weapon is in the hands of the Peshmerga. He will turn it into a working weapon. His shop is outfitted simply with a workbench, chair, and tools. He has weapons on the wall, including muskets that line the walls that all function that he has fixed and put back in working order. He learned how to do this from his father, who openly repaired weapons for hunters and secretly fixed them for the Kurds who resisted Saddam Hussein. Now with the Peshmerga engaging ISIS on a 600-mile border front line, Aziz is putting his skills to work repairing weapons for the fight against the Islamist terror group. In the Middle East, there is no dominant weapon brand or style. It's whatever gets out there. And Aziz knows how to work on all of them. He has to be able to fix anything that comes his way. ISIS uses mostly Russian weapons like the AK. But they also have M4s that they captured, you know, they've taken over that were left over by the Americans that left when we got out of town. ISIS got them because the Iraqi army ran away from them the first time they engaged. As ISIS tries to use the weapons against the Peshmerga every time they get an engagement, Peshmerga takes some of them from them. The Kurds have a lot of spare parts for Russian-made weapons, but few parts for the American-made M16 and the M4 introduced into Iraq more than a decade ago. According to Aziz, the weapons he sees most are Russian, all made in the 1950s. 85% of the weapons that he deals with are Russian. He doesn't merely fix guns. He has an array of very cheap Chinese parts. Recently, he cobbled together something that looked like an M4 carbine, but when you looked at it closer, it turned out to be an M16. And he took this and changed the stock of the handguard and shortened the barrel by hand to make a gun that approximates the size of the M4, which is typically you're talking about a weapon that's 16 inches or shorter, okay, on the barrel. But he also has a modified Russian PPS H-41. And this is, we're talking the height of variety right here. The weapon stamp on that dates back to 1945, but Aziz modernized it by replacing the folding stock with a pistol grip in front of the drum barrel magazine and tweaking it to use 7.62 by 25 Tokarev ammunition. Then, this is a one-of-a-kind gun, unlike any other gun you're going to find anywhere in the world. There's only one like it, and he made it. He's got a Semenov SKS carbine with a makeshift telescopic sight. Some of these he keeps. Some of the ones that he's particularly engaging his genius into, he keeps and just hangs them on the wall. And he wouldn't take any amount of money for them. But he simply says, weapons always get broken, and that's why I have to repair them. This is, you know... this is... When you look at the variety of weapons that he's got hanging on his wall. They've got shotguns there. A lot of shotguns. A lot of center fire weapons. Muskets. Breech opening guns. It's wild. And he knows how to fix them all. He shows the picture of the M16 with the pock marks, all the holes all over it. He fixed that gun. So... I just found that interesting because this is a guy that is doing something that has been handed down by his father. And that's an integrated part of any war process, is to have that kind of combat support. If you don't have that, you got problems. Huffington Post, they have written another article, and they're upset because these state legislatures keep derailing all of this good federal gun control they want to see passed. Moms demand attention. They keep getting decimated by state legislatures across the country. Because we've got open carry pending in a lot of places. We've got constitutional carry pending in a lot of places. We've got campus carry pending in a lot of places. And in the meantime, the moms demand attention aren't demanding any more attention. In some of these fights, like open carry in Texas, HuffPo's already written that off as a done deal. Then you've got Arkansas and Florida and Nevada, and 10 other states are also considering changing their concealed carry statutes so women can carry guns for self-defense on college and university campuses, something that has long past its time to be happening. Isn't it them? Isn't it the feminists that are out there saying right now there exists this rape culture in college universities? Why not let women defend themselves from it? If my daughters, which I don't have a daughter of that school age, but if I had a daughter, or I have a granddaughter that one day may go to school, I don't want them raped just because they go to college. This coming, on top of this, you've got the West Virginia legislature that have voted to do away with any concealed carry permit whatsoever. And it's in front of a governor, and he's got till today to do something with it. The New Hampshire Senate did the same. Maine is working on it. Montana are pressing to do away with any remaining requirement for a concealed carry permit in their state. And that same repeal has been introduced in Idaho. And this all comes less than a year after Kroger and Fred Meyer and Harris Teeter all rejected the Moms Demand Attention call to deny law-abiding citizens their rights to openly carry guns for self-defense in their stores. The Moms Demand tried a lot of shaming tactics. It was all of them. And to their credit, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Harris Teeter, that big conglomerate, they held their ground on it. It also comes less than a month after the West Virginia chapter begged lawmakers in that state not to repeal concealed carry permit requirements. And all of it is compounded by their continued unpopular opposition to arming women for self-defense on college campuses. There are women coming out and saying, why can't I defend myself, Moms Demand? Why do I have to be helpless? What do you say to that? What is the response to that? There is no response to that. It's actually pretty funny. We would all coalesce into a gut laugh if we had time. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Sometimes you look out there and you see people trying to pursue the American dream because it is still out there. One such young person is a guy named Josh Burns. He served multiple deployments overseas with the U.S. Army Special Forces. His wife, Felicia, also served in the military. In September 2013, they decided to make a business out of selling guns. Josh began building his own rifles at home, and he liked it. He enjoyed it. His wife, Felicia, told the Daily Signal in Louisiana, this is his hobby, that Josh masks as a business so he can play with the guns. Their small business is called Apocalypse Sports. It's in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. But it turned out that setting up that business was not so easy because they sell guns, payment processors did not want to do business with them. Nobody takes business through a card. None of the people that own the card swipers. Felicia was in charge of finding a payment processor. This is a third-party outlet that handles credit card transactions between merchants and banks. In a world where credit cards are a primary method of payment, it's one of the first things a startup must do. You know, they want to have a cashless society. Everything seems to be set up that way. They were declined from three different payment processing companies, one of which PayPal froze their account. PayPal is a double-edged sword. Stay away from PayPal unless you're just buying something on eBay. Felicia thought the whole payment gateway system was a difficult thing to get around if you're not a computer geek, but that wasn't actually what was at work here. She then came across Transnational, one of the few payment processors that does business with firearms and ammunition vendors. And from that moment on, she didn't give the issue a whole lot of other thought. She wasn't personally outraged. She was frustrated. She just thought it was their loss. Lots of people wonder why the business of guns is so heavily scrutinized just because of what the product is, not because they have any evidence against you doing any wrongdoing. You haven't committed any crime. They're not trying to say you committed a crime. They're just trying to say you sell guns, therefore you are bad. Bart Wilson, the owner of Advanced Weapon Systems and Security Concepts in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, said, honestly, we are relegated to porn sites. I've actually had this conversation with bank managers, And for example, that is Bank One's policy. Gun companies are no different from porn sites as far as they're concerned. He's currently trying to expand his business to include a flea auction site for guns, but he isn't having much luck. One bank, after finally accepting his business, told him it would be a 24.9% processing charge, plus the gateway was going to be some ridiculous amount per month. PayPal, another processing company, as comparison, charges about 2.9% per transaction. And that's, in a lot of areas, that's the way the gun sellers say this is working out. Firearms companies eventually find the financial service they need, but often at higher rates than other small businesses would. What is the problem here? Well, of course, we know about Operation Choke Point, which they are still trying to take the teeth out of. They need to do away with it altogether. They need to tell the Department of Justice that they are not in the business of picking winners and losers. They need to tell them that you don't get to look at a whole segment of business and say these guys have a propensity for fraud without showing some sort of evidence on an individual basis. Choke Point, if you don't know what that is a Justice Department program designed in 2013 as a way to crack down on banks and payment processors who enable fraud. And that's the subterfuge. The actual goal of it is to push businesses like the porn industry, which, you know, I don't partake of, payday loans, which I don't partake of, online investment, which I don't partake of. And as I'm telling you, I don't partake of these. Realize that I think they're all legitimate businesses. If they have a market, people want to pay for porn or get payday loans or do online investments, that's up to them. It's not for me to say they shouldn't or can't or wouldn't. So, but the Justice Department looks at this and they classify this as risky behavior. Since their initiation, they have initiated or negotiated three settlements. But you see, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, the ones that insure deposits for you, have labeled firearms and ammunition sellers as high risk. Just like Ponzi schemes and racist material and child pornography. None of which, by the way, let's see. They're high risk. Yeah, I've got time to read this in its entirety. Some of the high risk categories are cable box descramblers, coin dealers, credit repair services, dating services, drug paraphernalia, escort services, fireworks sales, government grants, home-based charities, tobacco sales, lifetime guarantees, lifetime memberships, lottery sales, mailing list personal info, money transfer networks, online gambling, payday loans, pharmaceutical sales, Ponzi schemes, pornography, pyramid-type sales, racist materials, surveillance equipment, telemarketing, travel clubs, ammunition sales, gun sales. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never been to an online gambling store that is actually brick and mortar. Or a get rich product store. Most of these things all have to be represented on the internet or through the phone, don't they? Unlike gun shops. In any other business, okay, a customer can order something on a website and the merchant ships the product to the address that the customer specifies, and this makes it possible to never physically interact with the customer. Even in the case of internet selling, firearms have to be delivered physically. They have to be delivered physically and taken control of by an FFL, Federal Firearms Licensee, where you then have to go to the FFL holder and validate your qualification to own the gun. This is not something that can be done. Buying guns and ammunition is not something. Ammunition is one thing. You can get ammunition shipped to your house, and I don't see any problem with that at all. But no other industry can be sure of their customer like the gun business can. None. Because you have to show up. Even even in my state where I don't have to go through a background check because I have a concealed carry permit, I still have to show up physically to get the gun. They don't have any delivery services. Mail's not going to do it. March the 24th, next week, Operation Choke Point goes under the microscope. Led by Representative Sean Duffy from Wisconsin, who, if that name sounds familiar, that's because that's somebody that was on The Real World on MTV, and now he's grown up. He's saying the FDIC will face questions about its involvement in the program and why citizens like the Burns's and Mr. Wilson struggle to obtain basic financial services. The fight is on as far as that goes. In addition to some of these that are regular businesses that have decided to be gun friendly, there are businesses out there like McMillan Brothers. McMillan Brothers, well known throughout the gun world for their world-class rifles. And the McMillan Brothers sold off most of everything they had in their rifle building operation except for their stocks they make for rifles. And they've opened up Merchant Services, which is a financial services unit that deals totally with the gun industry. So for all of these voids that arise by regular business, gun business is going to take care of their own. And it takes time, but it does happen. And this is why we continually win the fight, because we anti-gun people that we fight on a regular basis, pro-gun people, we're like special operations ninjas. Knock us back, we reset our feet, and we're coming back at you. Right now, though, we're going to flip it to the next hour. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.